have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. It's about empowerment. That's what it's about here in Herb Talk. Yes, magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about intelligence for the first part of the show. How smart are we all? Yeah. You think you're smart? Well, we're going to see what science says about the intelligence of the human race. It'll be interesting. I am going to talk about irritable bowel syndrome and that kind of thing, because I promised I would, and how to get rid of all that stuff and a lot of other things we have here ready to go with, and we're all excited. And don't forget, coming up on the 16th, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be here on the show, and we're going to be chatting it up about vaccines and pathogens and plagues and all that good stuff. So I hope you can join us. Also, before we get to the quack report, don't forget, if you're interested in some of the work that Ty Bollinger puts out, Quest for the Cures is one of his projects at the moment, and you can click on a banner that we have set up for him on our links page to get over to more information. He's traveled the country, he's put together this lovely little package of information on DVDs and in book form on natural ways to cure things, especially things like cancer. And he's met with lots of experts all over the country. And it's available if you want to get a copy. Also, he wants me to let everybody know that he's continuing this work. He's got Quest for the Cures Continues. It's another edition. He's interviewed some more people. He wanted to include in this wonderful work that he's got going. And that'll be coming out in October next month. So we'll keep you apprised of that. But excellent work that he's doing. And, of course, it empowers people. So that's why we're promoting that. All right. Well, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're always lifting our men and women in uniform up in prayer. God's hand of protection be on them. I'm praying for them. I'm praying for you and me and all of America. I'm praying for righteous leadership to be restored, because I don't know about you, but I'm just sick and tired of the same old, same old. And I think we're going to need the Lord's help in restoring some sort of decorum, democracy, righteousness, all the good stuff that America once was. So it's our job to ask. So in all sincerity, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Oh, goodness gracious. It's about fluoride in wells. Well water, many private wells throughout America. People have wells, I used to have a neighbor across the street that had a well. Oftentimes, these wells can become contaminated with, get this, fluoride. It seems to be a growing problem in Maine. They have a lot of granite layers in the earth and deep beneath the surface, so it leaches in some natural fluoride into the groundwater and to private wells. Most people don't even think about it when they have a private well. They don't add the fluoride, but there it is. Also, they should have their wells tested. If you have one, you should. Levels that exceed 2 milligrams per liter, that's what the standard for the fluoride in the water used to be. And if it's over 4 milligrams, then it exceeds the maximum. And most people, like I said, don't fluorinate their private wells, but they can become contaminated. Actually, private wells with fluoride could lead to what they call dental fluorosis, which what happens is it pits all the teeth and they start to decay. The U.S. Geological Survey says that they've sampled wells across the United States and found that the Midwest, including Texas and even Oklahoma, Nebraska, Idaho, and Iowa, and several northern states all have fluoride in their wells. So U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has recognized there's a fluoride exposure happening here, and it's a problem, so they've changed their recommendations on artificial fluoridated water from the 2 to 4 milligrams to 0.7 milligrams. So mandatory fluoridation, I've always not been happy with it, and lots of states have kind of suspended it. North Carolina does the same thing, but let's not hold our breath. Moving along, last but not least in the quack report, if you're out there, if you like pork, heads up, one of the largest pork suppliers in the United States has a virus problem. Their piggies are sick. Highly contagious livestock disease called porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has been detected in the Circle 4 farms in Beaver County. Now, this is owned by the Virginia-based Smithfield Farms. So the farm in question is in Utah. And the Utah Department of Agriculture and Foods are on the case. They are saying their vet services have been out there, and they did detect the presence of this virus, which causes a lot of sickness in the swine and affects the growth and the health, especially of the piglets, high mortality for the piglets there. And the Circle 4 farm manages 1.2 million hogs every year. And they want to make sure, of course, they want all consumers to know that the pork is still safe, even though it's got a virus and it doesn't affect, they say, food safety. So She says it's not a virus that will spread to other animals or humans. Hey, you know, this virus, they said, was first found in countries like Asia and Europe. It wasn't here in the United States until about 16 months ago. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that the time that China bought out Smithfield Farms? I'm just wondering. Anyway, about 5,500 cases have been reported in 30 states, including Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, and Arizona. And Warren Hess, he's the state veterinarian for Utah. He said that the pig producers remain vigilant. They have to keep their animal biosecurity practices up. In other words, once a pig looks sick, send it to market so it doesn't spread the disease. $200 million swine industry, folks. And they got viruses. That's not good. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, we have Porky Pig saying that. Hey, I'm not a big pork fan. I don't eat pork. I know lots of people like it. But, you know, if I'm having bacon, it's called turkey bacon. All right, we're going to talk about IQs, intelligence. What is the intelligence peak for mankind? Well, according to scientific research from Denmark, Australia, and the UK, the intelligence of the human race, they say, is regressing. The reports say that although technology is getting smarter, however, man isn't. So where is science getting this information? Well, some of the info is coming from the military. Regardless of the nation, the military will have recruits take intelligence tests. And according to Denmark's military, with about 30,000 annual recruits, only a few thousand pass the IQ exam. And that exam has been in use since the 1950s. So the U.S. Army states that IQ test, they use an IQ test, but they call it the General Classification Test, and it's been in use since 1954. So the Department of Defense, they say that 6 out of 10 recruits become enlisted, and they have an average IQ of 105. So has the human race reached its intelligence peak? Well, we're going to find out. First, we're going to check out IQ, man's IQ, because the research in the United Kingdom is pointing to an overall drop in IQ by 1.5 points since 1998. Now, this is worldwide, supposedly. So now the scientists at the University of Amsterdam, well, those folks say that the West has lowered their IQ by 14 points. Well, I might tend to agree, because look who we have as president. Let's see. Okay, so there are similar findings in Denmark and Australia that were published in the New Scientist. So, when did the downhill slide of man's IQ start? Well, data shows that IQs were on the rise at about 3 points. They were on the rise between 1930s and up until about the 1980s. And scientists in New Zealand think that the increase was because of the, you know, invention of refrigeration and freezing and improving our nutritional benefits, and as well as an improved educational system. Well, that's what they think. Now, could the ups and downs of IQ scores be a natural occurrence and not an indicator, you know, that mankind is destined to return to the caveman status? Well, apparently the scientific community thinks that our IQ is not going through a cycle or leveling off, but it is in a decline. Now, could it be that heavy metals in vaccinations, which are affecting brain development and intelligence, be the cause? Has anyone checked for correlations between vaccines and IQs? Well, I went digging. And most people would be dumbfounded to discover that the United States National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health have documents stating that mercury exposure negatively affects our intelligence, especially in children. Their report states, and here's a quote, "Neither children nor adults should have mercury in their bodies because it provides no physiological benefit," end of quote. So they go on to say that the mercury in small amounts is poisonous to the human brain, and its immunotoxic, which means it's poison to the immune system. So we have mercury in metallic forms, organic forms, and medical forms. So the medical form is injected directly into the bloodstream via vaccinations. Now, for the record, the thimerosal, which is 49.6% mercury, is used in vaccines. It's been used since the 1930s, and it's considered an organic mercury compound, and it is destructive towards amino acids, which basically are the building blocks for our body. So we are not being loaded up. If we're not being loaded up with mercury through the vaccines, then we're getting more of it at the dentist's office. Dental amalgam fillings are 50% mercury. However, we're told that the mercury that we get in the healthcare industry is not dangerous. So then why is it considered a dangerous contaminant when our bodies are cremated and the mercury is said to pollute the air? Pregnant women are cautioned not to eat too much seafood, that they could be exposed to too much mercury. But then they're encouraged, hey, go get the flu shot. So babies are vaccinated the day of birth, and this, according to the medical reports, is detrimental to the baby's brain. So the mercury in vaccines seems to attack the central nervous system and the formation of neuronal cells in the developing brain. So this basically is a permanent brain damage via the syringe. Now, modern medicine knows this, has known about this, and continues to promote vaccine weapons as safe, necessary, and required. Now, if a teacher, let's do this scenario here. Let's just say this. If a teacher drops and breaks a thermometer in her classroom, the mercury spills out. Well, guess what? The classroom is cleared of all the children until the mercury hazard is neutralized. Therefore, it is completely ludicrous to shove a needle full of mercury into a child's arm or pound it into their teeth. Okay, it is obvious that the mercury medical treatments, you know, also cause madness, obviously. Now, it is a coincidence. Let me just ask, is it a coincidence that with more vaccines being used, that women were also encouraged, hey, stop breastfeeding, use baby formula, which became popular and widely used globally in the 1970s. So do we see a strategy that there is a deliberate sabotage of human intelligence at the beginning stages of development and beyond? Seems to be kind of coming together there. And then we got to talk about our teeth, the pearly whites. We can't forget about the neurotoxin fluoride. It is known that too much fluoride can actually pit your teeth and discolor them and cause tooth decay. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has revised their recommendations for fluoridated water from 2 milligrams per liter to 0.7 milligrams per liter. And Professor Aaron Affek, he's a pathologist and Israel's Health Ministry Director General, and he's banned all water fluorination due to a recent scientific research report revealing that fluoride is in the same class of chemicals known as neurotoxins, and it's highly neurotoxic. And according to pathologist Effect, he says this, mandatory fluoridation is medical treatment. Last time I checked, you're supposed to, you know, approve that if you want it or not. Apparently, they don't ask you. So, you know, these reports from these scientists would, you know, have us believe that eventually we'll have a bunch of simple-minded Forrest Gumps running around. And, of course, the researchers are saying it isn't a total loss. There's a downward spiral, but, hey, it can be reversed. So they suggested, get this, better education to turn this IQ nightmare into a temporary setback. Well, according to that suggestion, the government-run public schools are partly to blame. All right. Then there's the genetic factor. Yes, the genetic scientists had to jump into this debate and state that the decline in IQ is based on genes. They suggested that smart people are having fewer children, and that leaves us with more Forrest Gumps. Well, I'm not buying that. Well, according to Dr. Rebecca Carley, vaccines do change our DNA and genetic code. So there comes this saturation point with this kind of medical intervention, and perhaps we're witnessing it. So the heavy metals in your vaccines affect the immune system, memory, and the learning cortex. It could very likely that, you know, medicine through vaccines and other medical treatments has lowered the bar for the masses to reach their intellectual potential. Now, other scientists such as Gerald Crabtree, he's professor of pathology at Stanford University, he thinks that when man started the urban lifestyle is when the gene pool was altered. Well, I want you to think fast, because researchers at the University of Brussels in Belgium reported that man's reaction time has slowed since the Victorian times. I had no idea that folks 177 years ago underwent tests to score reaction time. Well, how did they test for that? Well, apparently, if you had a fast comeback or a quick wit, you had fast reaction time. Really? Funny people are smarter? Seriously, I wasn't able to find any scientific studies to corroborate that, but I did see where the university, Harvard University, had a study, and they found that if you have a sense of humor, it tends to correlate with sanity and common sense. You know, that common sense, it's just another way of saying that you have problem-solving capabilities which don't require initials after your name. So the study also found that a sense of humor and narcissism equal a negative correlation. So if you can't laugh at yourself, you're just not very funny. Now, seriously, personality traits do correlate with intelligence. Now, there was a report in psychology which said that when it comes to IQ, personality does matter. So you've heard the term term Dr. Phil bats around, you know, you got to paddle your own canoe. Well, there is an acronym for canoe, and it stands for conscientious, agreeable, neurotic, open, and extroverted. Well, according to psychologists, the person with the 170 IQ, well, they can do a calculation a mile long in their head, but they can't build a sandwich. And the average intelligent person has an IQ of about 100. And the brainiacs, you know, the 1 and 2% category, which supposedly are geniuses, their IQ could be 145 or higher. So, what is the significant difference between intelligent and genius? Well, you are intelligent if you can apply book knowledge to common everyday life, be creative, are a good communicator, and you know how to tell a joke. All right, so, you know, memory is important. One of the most important factors to being intelligent is to have a good memory, and memory work used to be a big part of school, you know, memorizing the multiplication tables and the 50 states, so forth. So it's hard for children to have an even playing field when their brains are sabotaged in the womb and right after birth with mercury-riddled vaccines. It's hard for children to maintain proper enzymes and amino acids for brain development when they're dependent on Nestle for mother's milk. And it's hard for children to memorize information when their mercury-filled teeth hinder their progress. However, children still persevere. And smart parents know when modern medicine is to be utilized, and that's for trauma, not disease prevention. Therefore, I refuse to accept the declaration from science that the IQ of man is in an irreversible decline. I personally fight back, and I fight back with herbs. And there are herbs that help you improve and restore memory, boost immune system function, and can help rebuild dentin on teeth. So if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their brain concentrate formula. They have a variety of immune-boosting formulas and, of course, the calcium formula. You can call them now toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com if you'd like, but thepowerherbs.com. Well, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they have a free new product catalog coming this fall. So we're working on that. And we'll get to that, but right now we're going to jump into this promise topic. I, you know, didn't get to it last time on how to get rid of diarrhea and irritable bowel syndrome. A lot of people suffer from that. It's debilitating. It kind of messes up their day. Kind of hard to plan things when you have to, you have an urgency of the other's end, you know. Well, let's talk about it. So if you're one of the millions of people that suffer from this habitual diarrhea or IBS syndrome, then you should know that you have the power to correct it. And what is irritable bowel syndrome? Well, it tends to be an imbalance in the bowel system. It can cause some pain or spasms of the bowel. And there's, of course, chronic diarrhea or constipation. And it alters sometimes back and forth between the two. And this isn't about an occasional bowel disturbance most people do have from time to time. This is about an imbalance that's chronic. And it's costly. And it affects the quality of our lives. So let's take a look at it and see what we can do about it. Now, irritable bowel syndrome affects more women than men, and women experience more frequent IBS, especially during menstruation. So women who have irritable bowel syndrome are more likely to need a hysterectomy. Nearly 20% of the population experience IBS, and there are three levels. There's mild, moderate, and severe. About 70% will experience the mild symptoms, 25% will have moderate, and 5% have the severe. So if you have IBS, you may also suffer from non-GI symptoms like fibromyalgia, 60% risk that you'll have that, rheumatoid symptoms, rheumatoid arthritis, skin rashes, muscle spasms, and headaches. Now, the main contributing factor of this imbalance is that there's nerve endings in the bowel that are irritated, which influence the bowel muscle. And most physicians do not believe that stress is a contributing factor for this condition, but I think it is. Well, let's talk about how this affects our life. IBS affects 6% of the middle school students, 14% of high school students who are then prescribed antidepressants for this. So just imagine the cost of time off from work, which parents have to encounter, taking their kids back and forth to the doctor for this. School systems have noticed also IBS is the most common medical reason over the common cold for absenteeism. And the national average for workers to miss work annually due to this illness is 5 days. So workers who suffer from irritable bowel syndrome lose about 3 to 4 times more work days every year, sometimes 15 to 20 work days in 1 year. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What is it exactly? What is IBS exactly? Well, it's really what happens is there's too much water that gets secreted in the bowel, producing the watery stool, and the movements are really due to a lack of water absorption, or if it's the opposite end, where there's an impaction, there's lack of water absorption, and the bowel won't move. So usually diarrhea is caused by a bacteria or a viral infection like E. coli or staph. Parasites can also cause this problem. And food allergies and sensitivities to food additives can also be the main contributing factor for IBS. I wonder if doctors tell patients that. Now, here's some foods that can help. Here's some foods that will help with the diarrhea and the IBS. Foods with bulk, like carrots and rice, can help reduce this imbalance. And many physicians recommend that BRAT diet of bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. But starchy fluids, such as thick soups with rice or potatoes, can actually help too. An example would be lentil soup, rice porridge, carrot soup, coconut juice, and even chicken noodle soup. These will speed recovery and reduce the risk of dehydration. Now, here's some foods that tend to make it worse. According to Dr. Helen Castile of the University of Arkansas Medical Science, she says there's foods that you want to avoid. There are clear liquids and sugary fluids like soda or diet sodas. She says Gatorade is on the list, Jell-O, and of course milk that has the natural lactose in it. She said sugar will pass through the bowel fast. Oh, I got to take a break. Oh, I'm on a roll. We'll be right back.
Windshield wipers slapping, time eyes holding Bobby Sandman. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of mine.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. you will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time.
Yeah, we're gonna make banana pancakes.
Can't you see that it's just raining?
And it's raining outside. All right, we're going to get back to this irritable bowel syndrome topic, because right before the break, I was telling you about some foods that make it worse. Actually, when you have a lot of sugar, it will pass through, drawing from you more water and salt to dehydrate you further and cause nausea and even vomiting. So foods that produce a lot of gas, like beans, cabbage, onions, will, you know, encourage a colon spasm. So coarse fruits and vegetables and whole grain cereal are also at this point going to be difficult for some people to digest. So an average beverage with caffeine should also be avoided because it further dehydrates you. Fried foods, convenience fast foods are also very bad for people in this kind of condition because it does contribute to more bowel dysfunction. So let's recap real quick. What are the common culprits? They're milk, coffee, artificial sweeteners, sugar, fruit juice, and gassy and fast foods. And here's a tip. You want to watch diet foods such as, you know, hard candy and even gum. They have a lot of artificial sweeteners in there because they can also work like laxatives. And a small dose of sorbitol, which is an artificial sweetener, will deliver a bowel dysfunction in 40 to 75% of adults. Now, there is some folklore I want to mention. The persistent diarrhea or dysentery due to a virus, bacteria, or irritable bowel syndrome, there are a few little herb tricks that work. In a skinny minute, actually, they're very quick. According to Dr. Carisha Servestiba of Odense University in Denmark, she says that fenugreek is handy. She says you could use fenugreek with slippery elm and lobelia, and that stops that watery evacuation of the bowel and stops the spasming of the bowel. So these are three herbs that you can use together to help with the spasms and the diarrhea issue. So it's recommended you use about a teaspoon of each in a concentrated liquid, like a tincture form. So let me recap that. Slippery elm, lobelia, and fenugreek. Awesome stuff. Hey, Apothecary Herbs has all three of those. And what else can you do? Obviously, you're going to have to watch that lifestyle, and you're going to have to watch your stress level. So you can use some digestive herbs we just mentioned to help them with the spasms because they have an antispasmodic capability. And they, you know, stop that diarrhea, which is great. It just really helps. And it helps keep you from feeling washed out, you know, that weakness that you get. For gas, fennel seed extract or tincture is very good. It helps with the gas and bloating. Ginger is very good for nausea. And, of course, peppermint calms the stomach, and it's an analgesic, too. So it's good for pain. So you would use about a teaspoon of each of these in a little bit of water, and it'll stop all that digestive discomfort really quickly. Now for stress, you know, I like to use a little valerian root if it's a nervous system stress. So you can use a little of that to kind of chill out without being sedated, so it'll take the edge off your nerves. So if you think it's parasites that are causing the problem, a little black walnut and some garlic, they don't like that. They don't like the phosphorus and the sulfur in the garlic, and they don't like the natural iodine in the black walnut. So you have some things that you can use and tap into. They do have a digestive kit at thepowerherbs.com if you want to check it out and get rolling on that lifestyle change. And, you know, just forget the antidepressants and the doctor office visits. You got it all under control. All right, what else? We got a stack of stuff here. Ooh, I got plenty of time. Well, let's see. Let's talk about some strong antioxidants. You know, all important stuff. Because we've talked about antioxidants, they help protect us. They help protect us from killer viruses and bacteria, and they do help our immune system out. Well, each and every day that goes by, the scientific minds are actually discovering that what the ancient people knew regarding living healthy lives actually is true. The ancients didn't know scientifically why, but they actually knew something. Now, our ancient ancestors didn't know what a free radical was, but they knew that there were some plants rich in some foods, nutritions, to help us feel better and to help us feel stronger, especially against disease. They didn't have any idea that plants and herbs that they were eating were rich in antioxidants. So the term antioxidant is just what it means, against oxidization. So foods with chemical antioxidants will inhibit the destruction of living tissue caused by oxidation. So what chemicals give our antioxidants their power? Well, it's enzymes and it's vitamins and minerals. So if you answered enzymes and vitamins, you're correct, and your antioxidants are very important in developing strong immune system defenses against killer superbugs. Right? Now, like the Ebola's out there, and I think there's a doctor from Sri Lanka who worked with Ebola patients who said that Ebola reminds him of scurvy, because scurvy is when you have very low levels of vitamin C, but he says Ebola washes the body entirely of vitamin C. There's none. So he typically super infuses his patients that have Ebola with, you know, 500,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and they recover. So, yeah, when you don't have vitamin C, those vitamins and mineral nutrients, what happens is the cell walls lose their integrity and they collapse, and then there's this hemorrhaging or bleeding. And so you got to make sure you have vitamin C to stay healthy. Now, when I checked our pandemic kit at thepowerherbs.com, I just happened to notice the herbs in that kit very high in vitamin C and zinc. Well, let's talk about the theory. In the 50s, Dr. Denham Harmon was the first to seriously link accumulative free radical damage to disease and premature aging. So a nutrient problem that America has faced is, you know, the government's recommended daily allowance program. So one of the problems is that, you know, the system divides people into two nutrient categories, those below 55 years of age and those above it. So, well, do you think someone who is 90 would require the same nutrition as a 51-year-old? Think about it. Now, Dr. Art Uline has stated that there are scientific studies linking free radicals to the decline in immune system function. So the elderly may need to be eating better to help their immune system stay stronger, and they may not be getting enough of this nutrition. It just isn't the nutrients that they need to protect them too. There's they need to enhance the immune system function and supercharge it, and that's where a lot of these immune-boosting herbs come in. Well, let's talk about the chemical fight, because there are several ways to wage war, and our bodies encounter foreign matter every day. Now, the job of the immune system is to neutralize any foreign invaders that seem to be a threat or to our well-being and to dispose of them. So when our bodies do not get the nutrition that it needs through vitamins and enzymes, it's unable to stop a chain reaction of what are called free radicals. And this is a transfer of electrons or hydrogen to an oxidizing agent. All this can occur in your cells and can damage or even kill the cell. So your antioxidant nutrition in your foods and herbs will terminate the replication of the free radicals, which science declares as the cause and consequence of disease. Well, let's look at the petro guys. You know, antioxidants are so powerful as a natural preservative that even gasoline manufacturers will add antioxidants to gasoline to prevent the formation of gum, you know, the gums that clog up things, that clog up your engine. So likewise, we don't want to gum up our bodies and make us targets for heart disease, neurological diseases, autoimmune diseases, cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, and so on. So we've got to get that nutrition in there. Now, here's some major hitters. In the 1990s, researchers discovered that the most potent antioxidants as a human preservative were vitamins A, C, and E. Biochemistry was revolutionized by the discovery of the influence of these vitamins, what they had on influences they had on living organisms. So the industrial world will use antioxidants to preserve their products, gas, tires, and unsaturated fats, and that's great. But you want to use antioxidants to preserve you and to rebuild and boost your immune system and, of course, stay healthy, right? Well, let's look at see how many antioxidants you have in your system is really going to depend on your lifestyle. So antioxidants are classified into two categories. They're water-soluble antioxidants that you find in your blood and in your lipid-soluble antioxidants designed to protect your cell membranes. So your body can make antioxidants, but it needs the right nutrition to do it. Foods and herbs with selenium and zinc will help the body build your antioxidant reserves. How does it do that? Well, these minerals will help the body to utilize your antioxidant enzymes. So let's talk about the selenium and zinc foods. So you can tap into the foods that assist the body to make antioxidants with foods containing selenium and zinc, such as cashews, kidney beans, salmon, haddock, wheat germ, miso, beef, turkey, pumpkin seeds, pecans, pinto beans, walnuts, eggs, peanuts, oatmeal, almonds, and anchovies, just to name a few. Now let's look at some of the food. The general foods which that contain more antioxidants are going to be your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, nuts, seeds, lentils, and even chocolate. So I love chocolate, you know. I can't too much of it, though. Green tea is also a great antioxidant, as well as your vegetables that have the dark green or yellow or orange pigments. They're going to have the most antioxidant nutrition. Now let's talk about some herbs, what herbs may be able to help us with our antioxidants. Way before microscopes and laboratories were created, there were the ancient healers such as Pithy and Elder who wrote about the healing power of plants. Today we know these plants are supercharged with antioxidants and we can tap into them just like the people of ancient Rome. So herbs such as milk thistle, ginkgo, ginseng, red raspberry, cayenne, echinacea root, astragalus root, garlic, onion, ginger, horseradish, and some others, just to name a few of the powerhouses you have at your own disposal, probably right now in your pantry. All right, let's look at some studies. It's interesting that, you know, modern science has focused on milk thistle and ginkgo regarding antioxidants. Ginkgo is said to be the world's oldest tree species, and science has studied these herbs for years trying to unlock God's secret. Let's talk about the importance of the immune system real quickly here. Fat and oxidized fat is going to be deadly to not only your organs and your human body and your liver, but also your immune system. Researchers and Dr. William Lee have stated that using your milk thistle herb is a proactive way to help prevent fat and poisonous substances from hurting your liver. So scientific studies show that milk thistle is very effective at detoxifying the liver. So far, the essential chemical nutrient that they've identified in the milk thistle to accomplish this is an antioxidant called psilocybin. So milk thistle is originally indigenous to the Mediterranean region, but it's cultivated now all over the world. And early Europeans would use the seeds of milk thistle plants as a coffee substitute. Now let's talk about if you have a suppressed immune system. So if you've been using prescription medicines, heart medicines, antibiotics, arthritis drugs, blood pressure drugs, anything that has a chronic disease you're using a drug for, it's a lifelong medicine kind of thing, then you're really going to have a suppressed immune system. Your antioxidant foods and herbs can help revitalize the immune system function. So it's estimated that between 75% to 85% of Americans don't eat enough fruits and vegetables for the antioxidant protection. And a good example of what free radicals can do to your cells is to, if you take an apple and you cut it and you expose it to oxygen and then you watch it turn brown and rot, that's basically what's happening to your cells. So what most folks don't think about is that although free radicals are a byproduct of our lifestyle, they are also a product of exposure to chemicals, dust, mold, excessive sunlight, water, and air pollution. So your diet and your immune system support herbs are going to play a very important role in protecting you from free radicals and even the killer viruses and bacteria out there. So who knew that foods and herbs provide powerful anti-germotic antiviral protection? Well, God knew it. He said herbs are meat and they're here for the service of man. So your antioxidant foods and herbs will benefit you even during an allergy season, okay, reduce your allergy response. So antioxidant-rich herbs like milk thistle, you'll find that at thepowerherbs.com. They do have a heart formula for cholesterol and blood pressure. They have a ginseng. They have the brain concentrate with ginkgo. They have a lot of immune-boosting formulas like Echinacea Deluxe and their plague tonic we call All-in-One. Astragalus root is there as well. There's the three amigos for the synergistic effect for super immune-boosting. You've got lots of options. They're all organic and no side effects. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs, that's right. All right, how much time we got? Ooh, we got 10 minutes, roughly 10 minutes. All right, let's talk about stress. A lot of people have too much, and it's affecting them, making them sick, giving them irritable bowel syndrome, you know, making their arthritis flare up, you know, just making a mess out of things. So let's talk about getting rid of that. Americans are under a lot of stress, and people all over the world are showing extreme stress. So it's estimated that 8 out of every 10 Americans, that's like 80% of the populace, say they're stressed out, especially over the economy. You know, money matters is the big thing. Now, the American Psychological Association has published the results of a survey that they took in September of 2008, which indicated that 80% of Americans said the economy significantly contributes to their source of stress. They concluded that the statistics showed Americans that 66% stress level is the average. So lots of stress out there. Not a surprise at all. The economy was the top number one reason. Work and health problems were all contributing to high stress levels. So let's look at this negative emotional stress, because emotional stress levels for almost all Americans are pretty much off the charts. Emotional stress is the result of fear, anxiety, hate, anger, tension, grief, frustration, even panic. So why are we experiencing such high emotional stress? Well, Americans are complaining of not just one of these emotional stresses, but are complaining of experiencing several stress symptoms. Some are so stressed and overwhelmed that they can't adequately describe what they're feeling. And that is when you know that it's really off the charts. It's this mind-numbing stress that occurs at very high stress levels. Then there's the physical stress. At this time, you know, it can be particularly difficult when physical and emotional stress tend to overlap. In cases of physical change, like adolescence or pregnancy or aging, the stress can seem to be magnified. So the body is experiencing a physical metabolism change, and it's either increased or lowered. Therefore, the changing physical function can impact the individual emotional outlook, and then you've got a compaction of emotional stress on top of the physical. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms. In the APA survey, women reported higher stress levels in each category over their male counterparts. So women reported that they felt more stress-related physical and emotional symptoms of fatigue, irritability, anger, and insomnia than they did a year ago. Other symptoms of stress that can develop are high blood pressure, neck and back aches, dizziness, diarrhea, crying, lack of concentration, sexual dysfunction, loss of appetite or overeating, and frequent illnesses. So stress, either the physical or emotional, produces a metabolic response. The adrenal hormones are released into the blood to prepare for the body at a survival mode or survival action. So there is an initial increase in energy naturally for the fight or flight response. However, we don't have an enemy that we can fight. You know, it's this person's not in front of us where we can punch their lights out. You know, how do you punch out the economy, right? So there isn't a significant physical outlet to solve our stress overload, and the body tends to channel the response inwardly, which adversely affects our organs like digestion, circulation, nervous system. So we end up with ulcers, hypertension, backache, arthritis, allergies, arterial sclerosis, asthma, insomnia, and anxiety. So long-term stress will make the body break down. So we don't want that. So we're going to look at some solutions. We're going to look at some coping strategies. So the APA survey also had participants list the coping strategies they were using to reduce their stress level. Both men and women listed exercise and listening to music, but 48% confessed that they tended to comfort themselves with unhealthy foods and they overate. Others turned to alcohol, 18% of them, and 16% to tobacco. Now, Catherine Nordell, PhD of the APA, cautioned Americans to find healthier ways to reduce their stress levels to avoid prolonged periods of stress, which increase our risk of developing some serious illnesses. So she also found that people who can afford counseling are listing their major complaint as the economy and money concerns in comparison to previous traditional complaints, which used to be marriage and relationship problems. Apparently, people of Hong Kong are also under a lot of stress because Time magazine reported that due to unemployment, fierce job competition, and high rent, cost of living in Hong Kong have given their citizens suffering from, well, extreme stress. So they have some issues over there. Popular Hong Kong shopping and restaurant district, they organized some people there, got a society going, and they have some anti-stress strategies. They consider talking with friends, massage therapy, yoga, hot baths, and even prayer groups. Mm-hmm. So also got to remember those nutrient deficiencies can add to our stress, so you may want to replenish those nutrients. You don't want to get low in calcium or phosphorus or potassium or vitamin B and C vitamins. So eating those junk foods and refined foods and dairy products really not going to help you. Caffeine also can trigger anxiety and panic attacks, as well as alcohol can do the same and also encourage insomnia. So watch all that, will you please? Now, for stress, prayer is great, number one. I love that. And I like to use valerian root and lobelia herb to deal with not only muscle tension but nervous system tension. So if you use herbs along with your prayer, guess what? It's a, you know, out-of-the-park success home run. So if you're looking for valerian root or lobelia, which is called relaxation formula, you will find both of those on the powerherbs.com website. And you give them a call toll-free at 866 929-3663. And, you know, like I said, prayer, number one. Then, you know, tap into those good herbs that God's given us here for the service of man. And you got it made. Hey, I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.